the kid, I was the boy inventor. Okay.
Okay. Good enough.
We were poor, and I made both my own toys. Now, that's puffing.
Okay.
That's boasting. No.
We can edit
if
that.
If I tell these anecdotes, if I tell these, tells you not to boast or anything like that, because I think they're interesting and funny. For example, when I went to high school, I went to Brooklyn Technical High School, and 1 in 10 applicants got in, and of those in, 1 in 4 graduated in 4 years, because the certificate, a condensed full program of work, that if you've learned something, there's no way of making it up without staying an extra half a year. And with one out of the three that didn't make it in 4 years, I don't have any feeling for how many dropped out altogether, but certainly dropped out altogether. And a month before graduating, walking down the halls, and a group of boys, an all boys school, a crowd in front of Golden Boys, what's going on here? A friend of mine had just come out of the crowd, and there's a list of the standings of all the graduates. I said, how'd you do? He said, I'm okay, I'm 67, or something like 350 or 360. I said, that's good. And I said, well, I was about the same as he was. So when I got up, managed to get there, I started about 60, I kept going, and I got to 100. And yeah, it wasn't as good as I thought it was. I got 150, 200, 250. I said, wait, I must have missed something. So I started all over again. 60. This time I went up to the end. I had in this class, my name was in someplace, so I started beginning. I got to number 7, there I was.
Ah.
And I never thought that I was a particularly good student. Because there was many times I was worried that I might flunk the course. But what I didn't know was that in that school they mocked you very severely.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was always worried.
Uh-huh. Very good training.
Second. I was a poor boy. My father had a modest livelihood. And no way could he send you to college. And in Brooklyn Tech, they had four or five terminal courses. First 2 years, everyone took the same thing. And then the last 2 years, there was a mechanical course, electrical, chemical, civil engineering and college prep course.
Mm-hmm.
The college prep course, you took a language. The others, you didn't take a language. Okay? Well, I didn't expect to go to college, so I took electrical. Well, I came out number one in all of the region's math examinations. But there are others that I worried about. Well, when I got out, there was only one school that I could gain admission to without a language. That was Cooper Union.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated in high school when I was 17 years old. Well, I skipped a few times in elementary school. And this shouldn't be in it.
You can edit what you don't want.
No. And because you start going in personal things, my God, I could go on for days and days. Well, anyway, I'll finish with this quickly. And I graduated in January, but the entrance examinations for Cooper Union were in September. Now, my family had strict rules for children. Children had to be in bed at 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
And I was used to that. And I was so used to being in bed at 8 o'clock that if I didn't, I couldn't function. And when I started calling my wife, I wanted to see her every night, but I couldn't. I had to go on hold at nights because I'd fall asleep. Well, anyway, so I decided I was, in that 6-month period before I could take the examination at Cooper Union, I was go to a night high school and take a Spanish course, a language, just like this.
Mm-hmm.
I kept falling asleep in the class, so I had to quit after a month. When I took that examination, I did very badly. It's amazing how much you can forget in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the end of my going to college.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was always interested in science, electricity, and so forth. And I remember the first book that I learned something about electricity. I used to love the popular mechanics. All the kids loved that. And used to cut out coupons and get free things. Well, Carbide. What?
Union Carbide.
Yeah, Union Carbide. They had a little book to teach, to learn elementary electricity. So I sent away a postal card, and it came in the mail, and they used a hydraulic analogy, which was easy for me to understand. From that hydraulic analogy, I could understand what's the difference between series and parallel, mm-hmm. and so forth, and also watts, like a quantity of water delivered over a period of time, so forth. And so this is the first time I learned something about electricity. Now, when I was 4 years old, we had lived in a tenement building, kitchen, bedroom, and dining room. No living room. And bath, of course. Small rooms. And in the dining room, there was a drop light. No chandelier or anything. A turn switch. And I remember my mother had a friend who was in his late teens. And he came down one day and he changed that socket, turned that socket for pull chain one. And I was entranced. If only one day I could do something like that. And I was only 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was always making gadgets. And my first telephone was an acoustic telephone using a garden hose.
Mm-hmm.
I learned something about acoustic telephones. And then with these airs and popular mechanics advertised what they called a Svindekin button. Make your own microphone, 25 cents. And what it was a carbon button, which was a part of every telephone transmitter those days. See, put a diaphragm on it, and the granule vibrate, and you get changing resistance, okay. And I remember, for a diaphragm, I used a ping-pong paddle. and pair of earphones, the other end, one-way conversation. Okay, so I was always doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And my father smoked cigars, and the United Cigar Store, you bought cigars, they gave you little certificates, like the green stamps,
mm-hmm.
and for a birthday present, I remember he brought me a number one Erector set. You remember the Erector
yes.
set? Oh, I love
yes.
that. I made all kinds of toys with that and so forth. Well, today, I have 150 pounds of Erector set parts that I've been picking up at yard sales and all the old, because you know, Erector went out of business.
Right.
Meccano was not like Erector.
Right.
They were just punched strips. Mm-hmm. But Erector was the girder and all that. And I wanted that for my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
My grandson isn't interested. And my son was never interested. And so there it sits. And that's worth quite a bit of money.